proposed by Mr. Moran. I do believe that it is a legitimate defense. I believe the rules, and the rules absolutely apply here and indeed mandate in this kind of a situation that attached to the moving papers and indeed referenced in the moving papers must be the documentary evidence of the underlying debt. And that was not, as I understand his argument, that was not done when the original judgment was entered or sought.
And if Your Honor reads the TS, Hankin case versus Baker, which is before the court, the relief granted was not a vacating, not a dismissing of the complaint with prejudice, or a vacating based on the technical omission. Based upon the presence of an excusable neglect and a meritorious offense.
No, this is not a technical issue of offense here. This is a substantial issue whereby he is alleging that New Century Financial Services, Inc. has not complied with the rules regarding this type of a motion in that he has searched the records and court records and found that there was no supporting evidence attached to the moving papers or referenced in the moving papers, but it, attached to the moving papers, showing the underlying debt and how Century Financial came to obtain that particular debt and under what circumstances. He has a right to know that, and he has a right to have presented to him in certified or affidavit form the basis for New Century Financial's right to come into court and to seek a judgment against him on what basis. And that's what his basic argument is. And that has not been presented to this court with all due respect to you, Judge.
No, Your Honor, and Your Honor's position is noted, but I also note that in no part of the moving papers filed by the defendant, and this is his motion and this is his burden, did he attach what was filed with the court, and I would understand now as before that the jacket is not put to court now. There's nothing attached to the papers that could be addressed or an argument raised. The certification of plaintiff is in standard form, and it says that New Century is the owner. It's a certification placed by an employee who's duly authorized, and the certification references that track.
How does New Century Financial, they buy up these particular debts from these various financial and banking institutions?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, and on what is the document which they utilize in order to buy up this debt? What is presented to them in terms of New Century Financial Services? What do they receive from the bank as evidence? They have to receive something in order to have standing, as he said, as Mr. Murad said, to prosecute this claim. What has been presented to them? I don't know. He doesn't know. Do you know?